You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
Welcome back. I am Matt.
And I'm Alex.
And this is the Game Junkie Podcast. Been 2 weeks already since our last show. Obviously lockdown's in effect still, but what have you been playing, buddy?
What have I been playing? I mean, the biggest one is obviously Resident Evil 3 Remake.
We will get to that, of course, in our main feature, but yes, it's been occupying quite a bit of my time as well.
I did jump back onto Resident Evil 2. I've actually been playing a little bit of Pokemon Sword and Shield recently as well.
Nice to mix up a bit. Anything else you've been playing?
Not a lot, apart from that, really.
Fair enough. Me, personally, I've become semi-addicted to Animal Crossing, so thank you so much for that. That is you and Chris have done that, so you two got a lot to answer for. Started playing Legend of Zelda a bit more.
On a horse.
I have a horse. Dr. Hooves is my horse, and he's a very good boy. What else have I been playing? I actually raced a bit of Mario Kart against Sam from Press Start Gaming early in the week, and I actually won a race.
That's a surprise.
I actually won a race.
What, did they give you a head start?
Nope.
I reckon you got a head start.
I got blue shelled on the line and still won. I was so happy.
After your head start, I'm calling it.
I didn't have a head start. I will point out it was Baby Park, but at the same time, it was a random. We all went random, so it just happened to be Baby Park. I lucked out.
That answers why you won then.
I lucked out. It was me against seven other people. It was really good fun. Really good fun. What else have I been playing? Bit of Two Point Hospital. That's been really good. What else have I been playing? I started playing Destiny 2, actually, with Ben. That's been interesting. That being the key word. Dipped in the GTA a bit every now and again, just to keep things ticking over. Don't forget April signing, guys. Sign GTA 5. Online, and you get 500,000 GTA dollars into your account, so don't forget to do that. Don't miss out on the freebies, guys.
I'll do that today.
Don't miss out on your freebies, guys. Definitely worth having a look for, definitely. What else have I been playing? Well, I tried playing FIFA, but the EA servers have been out of commission. They were out of commission for nearly 25 hours.
I'm sure they'll let you get on early if you pay them £4.
No, everyone, Twitter went toxic. It was brilliant to see. Me and Chris have theories about EA, but they're just our own personal theories in general of what they should do. At the same time, that went down, the Call of Duty servers went down as well. So that was interesting. So it was fun on that side of things. Is there anything else I've been playing off the top of my head? Oh, yeah. And Resident Evil 3, obviously, but Resident Evil Resistance as well, which we will cover in the main section of the show. Anything else you've been playing, Alex, or
am I? I've actually been playing Resistance as well. Evil Resistance.
Yes, it's well, we'll come to it in a minute in for detail, but interesting is the way I describe it.
It's all right. I wouldn't. It's a good job it's free.
It's interesting, I'll put it that way. Before we go into the main subject matter of today's show, which of course is Resident Evil 3 Remake, I want to do a little plug for another show I've been on recently. The Quiztastic 4 is the show in general, where it's a general quiz show, various subjects and... you know, rounds throughout. You know, it's a quiz show, basically, sort of thing. Had their third season. I took part in Heat 2, which is now available to get anywhere you can get a podcast. Give it a listen, guys. See how I got on. I'm pretty sure that you... I'm going to represent the show proudly, Alex.
Okay.
Okay, I'm Matt Willis, and this is Graham Bagshaw. Welcome, me kid.
What am I supposed to do? You just introduced me. This should be the trailer. This is it. Listen to us Fridays on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. That's it. That's going. Send it out right now.
We're out of here.
Okay, Alex, so on to the main part of today's show, which is Resident Evil 3 Remake. Now, it's very weird seeing as how a couple of episodes ago we said we weren't going to talk about a certain virus, and now we're going to spend pretty much the whole of this episode talking about another virus entirely.
To be fair, this is the cool virus.
Depends on what you do. Right, so with that being said, Alex, the T-virus of Resident Evil fame hits the streets of Resident Evil. Alex.
Again.
What were your thoughts?
Well, it's quite interesting for me because I never played the originals, so I'm jumping into these games with no idea of what's actually happening. A good majority of the fan base already knows what's going to happen in these games to an extent.
Yeah.
Because they played the originals. But for me, it's all new. And it's quite an interesting experience. It's
immersive, isn't it, as well?
It feels a lot more action-packed than the last game. A lot faster pace. With Resident Evil 2 Remake, there was a lot more walking around, puzzle solving. But in this game, it's literally just running from Nemesis.
That's what I found. It has to make it feel a lot faster, doesn't it? Because it is. Well, I jokingly said in conversation to you yesterday, doing the Doctor Who dance, which is run, just run, because that's all you can do sometimes.
And it's not necessarily bad. They're trying something different. And to be fair, he's basically just, from what I gather, one of the more big bosses of their work.
I will say ahead, there will be spoilers from this point for the rest of the episode, guys. Okay? Because there's stuff I need to talk about regarding this game. Okay. If you look at some of the files you can pick up, it does say basically they took a tyrant, which is basically what Mr. X is. For many or two, and put a parasite in its head, basically mutating it further. So basically, they try to create a tyrant they can control fully. That went so well, didn't it? If I was to give my opinion, this reimagining seems a better description for this rather than remake, actually. Which is why you don't see the word remake attached to it, apart from when people are talking about it. Now, for people who don't know, Jill Valentine is the main protagonist, a member of the Raccoon City Police Department Special STARS units. And a nightmare apocalypse brought about by corporate greed of the Umbrella Corporation's T-Virus. It's understandable if people listening to this need help unrolling their eyes from the intense blast of cliche that it hit you with. But in the 1990s, which is when I was playing these games, before Alex was born, all the bioweapons going ape and mandatory the monster theme were still fresh. And the first three of the Evil games were at the forefront of this, in setting this cliche, as it were, forward in video games. I mean, yes, Jill has to save my typewriter still, similar, exactly the same as Resident Evil 2 was. Equipment management is all a big deal. Mixing of herbs. Herb mixing is always a good thing. Alex learned this very quickly about mixing herbs. access to different areas. It's still designed by someone who has the most bizarre locksmith in the world.
Mm. Like, you know that meme where it's like, you get this, you get that, everyone gets that.
Mm.
He's basically, the locksmith is walking around going, you get a padlock, you get a padlock. He walks outside and screams, everyone gets a padlock, with his arms stretched out. So then everyone bought a padlock and they just put it on everything in the map.
Mm. Absolutely. For people now ask me, how is it a reimagining rather than a remake? What's different? Well, a lot. And if you haven't played Resident Evil 2 remake, like Alec hadn't done before last December, then a whole lot. For those who haven't touched it, last year's game still, and if you haven't, you're insane. Capcom decided to toss away the static camera angle and introduce the over-the-shoulder angle, which Resident Evil 4 brought in originally, and every game since, apart from Resident Evil 7, have used. This allows you to experience Resident Evil 2 in a few key ways. The biggest change is the control system. Alex tried the old tank-style controls.
I hated it. I died to the first enemy.
Back then, they did the static camera angle because, for its time, they needed to create suspense and things like that. They didn't have the graphics and things like you have now.
Yeah, that way they could hide stuff around the corner.
Yeah.
They couldn't physically do what they do nowadays.
Exactly.
It wasn't possible.
Absolutely right. And the tank controls were unfortunate side of it. You know, they did change that with the remakes on Xbox and PlayStation, which you can adjust between tank stop control or just going towards the camera by flicking your stick towards it. Now, that if you're not liking those controls, I get it. And it's what Resident Evil 0 and Resident Evil 1, that's the prequel and the first game, obviously. Difference is that this prequel, you don't know what was going to happen necessarily. Unlike when you played Life is Strange prequel, Alex, you knew who was going to survive and who wasn't. This one, you don't know. So this, the fifth prequel, actually is a case of, am I going to survive this or not? It's brilliant.
It's a good way. That's the thing with some remakes, is that they've changed how characters in story actually works in some aspects. Like, if I remember correctly, Nemesis kills Brad in the old game, doesn't he?
Correct.
And in this game, he just gets bitten by a zombie.
Exactly. There are some not huge differences, but there's enough differences in this game to keep even the most hardened Resident Evil fan like myself busy.
Surprised.
Yeah. One of the other huge alteration the camera's got created, though, was the flow and pacing of the game. Resident Evil 2, the level layout wasn't that far different. Resident Evil 2's very much the same. Basically,
yes.
If you were to play the first Resident Evil 2, which sounds like I'm mispronouncing that, but the first version of Resident Evil 2 back in the 90s,
yeah,
the layout of that game and the layout to the current, to the remake, are very, very, very similar. There are differences, of course, but key locations are familiar, and you feel like, and much like when later on in the game, when we returned to the RCPD with Carlos, it was like, this is like going home, almost, because you know the location. Yeah. But obviously, timeline-wise, this is set just before Leon and Claire get to the RPD, which makes sense, because certain things are still not blown apart, and yet you learn how certain things are put in place. For example, the gas pipes in the shower room. The prime example. But Resident Evil 3, with the exception of the RPD, there are key events from the original don't seem to happen, as I remember them. I haven't gone back and played Resident Evil 3 in years. But they don't happen in the same time and place, and there's differences. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. For one, it kept me surprised the whole time. I was not prepared for anything. Because, like, at all times, my senses were at full. I was like, volume turned up to full on my headphones, listening. Which didn't help matters because there's drip, 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 drip everywhere. I'm like, is that a monster or is that just water? But it kept.
Or is that a spider?
We'll get to spiders in a minute. This requires rotating glasses, people. When I think of original Resident Evil 3 Nemesis, its pacing and structure is a bit scattered compared to the other two original entries in the trilogy. The decisions in the original, which feel like they work purely because they were limited to the static cameras, like I've explained. Capcom seems to have taken this opportunity to just overhaul the entire game, which possibly allowed for a better pacing. And I think the game was more focused on the action, which is not a bad thing. It was not a bad thing at all.
Yeah, the game kept pushing you to an objective rather than giving you the ability to explore.
There's of course, exploring is always a good, easy thing to do, because when you think about Resident Evil 2, you had Mr. X. He is the type, but everyone calls him Mr. X. Obviously, he wanders around and chases you like a vicious tank-like brute. And it was a brilliant way to put players under the right pressure at the right time and keep the pacing from flatlining and keeping things going. I mean, for example, when you used to play Resident Evil 2, Alex, first time you played it, obviously Mr. X can't enter safe rooms. But you can still enter rooms where typewriters are and it's not a safe room, obviously. So I thought in the main hall I'd be safe from Mr. X, obviously, on the first time I was playing it. I didn't tell you that you weren't going to be safe there. I deliberately didn't tell you that.
Yeah, I remember. I was saving. I went back upstairs, was going to go through the library, and then bang, the fucking door opens, and he's fucking there right in front of me.
And you're like, yep, yeah.
Yeah.
And with, obviously, they translated extremely well to the new surroundings. Obviously, because he can climb obstacles. So I thought, well, he can't climb ladders. He can now. So relentlessly, he was easily the star of the game. Absolutely the star of the game. No offense to Leon and Claire, but he was. And while this may be hard to think of, but when you can think of Mr. X, he's the passive one of the group when you compare him to Nemesis.
I love just the sheer aggression he has in this game.
He's much quicker, difficult to elude.
You run away from him and he fucking jumps straight over you to land in front of you.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't work it out, but I was too busy trying to run rather than swell the controls. But I found you can't even really avoid his punches.
You can if you do a tactical dodge at the right time, which is the on Xbox, it's using the RB button to do the evasive roll. If you do it, if the time just right, it'll do like a slow motion roll out the way. It's perfect. You've got to get it right. I eventually nailed it. So
I was too busy running to notice that, to be honest.
That's fair, but there is replayability of this. You can go back and do it, because once you've completed the game, spoilers, you can actually go to the shop and buy stuff with in-game money. You can't buy it.
Microtransactions.
Thank you.
Like they had in Resident Evil 2, you could buy the guns with infinity ammo in the outfits, but in this game you have to unlock it all.
You unlock it all with in-game money, which is fine.
And that gives it the replayability while they work on what appears to be their next remake.
Absolutely. But a little bit more about Nemesis before we move on.
Of course.
One of the things that you could do when you were one thing you could do with Mr. X is you could walk the dog, as it's known online, which is, or training him, as they call it in Call of Duty Zombies, when you are basically you run and he'll follow you around the shelves. Nemesis doesn't do that. Nemesis has a very case. It's also got an intelligent AI, but as I said, the dodge motion is perfect. If you get it right, it's perfect. The flash screen effect is perfect, but it's not a very big window. You've got to get it perfect. You can't dodge every single attack. You've got to get it right. Because if you dodge it right, you can dodge a zombie, but you can just go straight into another one easily. It's... It's a game which I adore massively. If you want to play the original Resident Evil 3, it's... I know in America you can pick up in the online PlayStation store for $6. The new remake plays so differently, it doesn't spoil anything major, so it's not a massive difference there. But then again, it's been 20 years, so...
Yeah.
I'm getting old now, so it's my memory's not what it used to be. But... ridiculous is what it is on how good it is. Do you know how many copies it shipped in 5 days, Alec, by the way?
20 million? I think I read it somewhere.
In the first 5 days, Capcom shipped 2 million.
Oh, right. I was well out then. I knew it was something million.
That's just the hard copies.
Yeah, digital copies is probably more.
Yeah. You can it just behind Resident Evil 2, which shipped 3 million in its first week. Steam, they had 74,000 on Resident Evil 2 on debut. New one, 60,000. Must admit. There is a lot less love for this game.
I've noticed there's a lot of hate towards this game, actually.
Hate's a strong word, and hate is something that you shouldn't be using really.
Gripe. There's a big gripe to it.
People are more griped about the length of the game. Now, the length of this game, I will concede, is not as long as Resident Evil 2, but... Resident Evil Nemesis wasn't as long as Resident Evil 2 either, back in the day.
It is quite short. I've seen one playthrough. Someone's completed it on the hardest difficulty in 1 hour and 4 minutes.
Yeah, but like I said to you, Alex, I was quite proud of finishing Metal Gear Solid 2 in 2 hours 15 minutes once, which is a long game. Record for that's under 40 minutes, which is ridiculous for Metal Gear Solid game, which will mean nothing to you, I know, but it's ridiculous. I know someone out there can speedrun Mario, the whole of Super Mario, in under 5 minutes, which is stupid. So
there's a lot of there's a lot of people that just blow your mind, though. I mean, I completed that game in 4 hours and 7 minutes because I didn't find any of it hard. I basically just walked through. I had a head on, especially when I got to the police station, because that's where I expected it. Well, I didn't really struggle with any of it. The hospital was a bit confusing, but I completed the game in about 4 hours and 7 minutes.
It still got a decent amount of playtime out of me for it. I mean, I think I did about 30 saves because I was just worried about dying every time. But it was, but really, we should have that fear in you. I mean, back in the day, you didn't have the luxury of infinite saves. Resident Evil 2, if you go on the hard difficulty, you've got to use the ink ribbons to save, which is the thing that you used to have to use back in the old game, Alec. You didn't have infinite saves, you had limited saves. And you had one save slot. You didn't have multiple ones to choose from either. So people should be very grateful they're getting this with Capcom.
It's suppose it's a lot for more casual play, isn't it?
This Resident Evil 3 is not for the casual player. This is a game which is intense the whole way through. Although I only actually died from Nemesis himself once.
I didn't actually die in this game. And that surprised me, because I did die a couple times in the second game, but I never died in this one.
I made a mistake of not using Hellfire and think, oh, I'll be fine. One more hit will be fine. Nope. I pushed my luck too much on certain things. That's my own fault. I hold my hands up on that one. Me getting too cocky. But I also tried put at the end of a game when you're fighting Nemesis in the final boss fight with that fuck off rail gun.
That was quite cool. A little ridiculous, but it was cool.
That, by the way, is pretty similar to the actual final fight in the original game. The railgun itself, though, looks very anime now, very Japanese. Understandable, it's Capcom. They have a lot of they work with a lot of anime companies. It was beautiful. It was a thing of beauty.
Considering you just sent the beam straight through him and you cleared a path.
Yeah, but I made a mistake of not trying to weaken him before going to put the things back in.
I'm honest, so did I.
So you died?
No. Hold on. He did hit me once.
Oh, he grabbed me.
I noticed like a Oh no, I did die. I did die fighting him. I died once then.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I died the first time and I was like, okay, this isn't gonna work. And then I noticed like what looked like a gigantic zit on him.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing about Resident Evil. They do make their weak spots very, very, very obvious, which is not a bad thing.
I mean, to be fair, you see what the enemies look like. It's hard not to miss things like that.
And Banner do a good job of making their bioweapons very easy to take out because you know where to hit them. Also, Alex, how did you get on with the Desert Eagle? The Magnum.
It was all right.
You found it all right, did you?
No, wait, no. I didn't use it. Did I use it?
Did you find it?
I don't know, actually. No, I never found a pistol past the one that I originally used at the beginning of the game, so no.
Right. Well, there is another pistol you can find, which is the G18, which is a free burst. But you can also find the Magnum, which is a Resident Evil staple. This is a spoiler, but it's also a little tip for people who may have missed it. When you regain control of Jill in the hospital, go to the second floor, and you know that the courtyard where you can jump down to with Carlos?
Yeah, there's one area of that courtyard which I could never work out to get into.
That's because it's only for Jill.
Alright.
Take Jill to the beds, which are pushed into like a triangle shape. And she'll say, I think I can squeeze through. And she'll crawl through the gap. You can then jump down there and retrieve the most powerful handgun in Resident Evil history.
I suppose she's a lot smaller than Carlos.
She hasn't got the big equipment on her.
I was going to say the big puffy hair, but I suppose the equipment also makes me struggle with it.
I will say that Carlos's hair is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I think I saw a mod on PC the other day that every NPC in every single character gets Carlos's hair, and it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. You've never seen Resident Evil 3 until you see everyone with Carlos's hair.
Resident Evil 3 is providing some great mods, just like Resident Evil 2 did. For me, Mr. X as Thomas the Tank Engine is still the most terrifying thing in the world.
I think the best mod I've ever seen for that one is Mr. X is the Goose from Untitled Goose Game.
That's pretty good as well. Barbie Dinosaur comes to mind as well. There's some very creative modders out there. Very creative modders out there. Looking forward to seeing more of them as time goes on, because we're only a few weeks into the game itself being out. So I'm pretty sure more and more will actually come to light. I'm pretty sure Alex will tweet pictures of them on the Twitter feed, which he has access to now. So he has been sharing videos and pictures here, then, everywhere, which is always a good thing. Right. Now, of course, Resident Evil 3 was kind of sprung upon us, sort of, because we all knew Resident Evil Project Resistance was coming, and then they talked about the single player, and it was Resident Evil 3, which was a nice little, wow, this is fantastic sort of thing. And we're getting Resistance as well, it's great. Yeah, Resistance has been, was, let's just say, it pads the game up enough for you to say, this makes it worth, almost worth the full price of the game. But at the same time, I'm like, this also, for people who haven't played this game, it's basically Resident Evil meets Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th has lots of people against Jason Voorhees, and basically you've got to survive against that big bad. Basically, that's what happens here.
Yeah, you got a group of five players who work as... Or no, you got a group of four players who work to escape the level by finding keys. They have three keys to find in 5 minutes on what's relatively sizable maps for the area. And you have the big boss who spawns zombies, traps. And every time you get bit or a player dies, you lose time off of the main clock.
You do lose time. You also have to do three stages as well. We need to do three keys. And as the mastermind, who is the person you're playing against, continues to carry on, they unlock their bioweapon. The first one you get from the start is Annette Birkin. So obviously the person that she drops in for you is G. Birkin. And you can also control certain zombies and so on and so forth. It's a clusterfuck at times. It's good fun. It's really, really good fun to play if you can actually get a lobby to launch. Because one thing we've found out over time is people will join the lobbies and they're not ready up. That's not the game's fault.
No, that's... What it should have is like a force start.
That's what I was about to get to, yeah.
It should have like a 5 minute timer before the game actually starts. That's what it should have.
Yeah, once you've got like 4 out of 5 ready up, off you go, sort of thing. Because we were in a game with Ben, I think it was. We were in a game with Ben, and we were ready to start, and the other guy wasn't starting.
No, he spent about 5 minutes waiting for it. Usually it's the players in the main map. But this time we waited ages for the mastermind. We waited like another 5 minutes after everyone joined.
Yeah, and then what happened is people leave.
Yeah, because they get fed up of waiting. Yeah.
So my advice to Capcom would be there, like Alex said, maybe put a force start thing in, just so eventually we'll kick it into gear, as it were. Because, you know, we've got lives still. I mean, though we're locked down at the moment, but we've done mean we've got endless time. Because right now, if you're going to do that, I'll just go back onto this, which is my Switch, and carry on playing on Animal Crossing or Legend of Zelda or anything else. Let's put it that way. Because, you know,
there is a lot to do on Animal Crossing at the moment.
Exactly. Bamboo tree the back. But the game itself is incredibly enjoyable. Overall, Resident Evil. I have to admit, though, Alex, this probably won't be my game of the year.
No, I... Problem is, I was never much of a horror game fan after I terrified myself of the horror games for life when I was a lot younger. And then I decided to say, screw it, I got Resident Evil 2... just before Christmas for like £12. I played it and I've fallen in love with the series.
Yeah.
So when they announced Resident Evil 3, I had huge hopes for it because I played Resident Evil 2 remake and that just blew my mind.
Yeah.
So when it wasn't as good as the second game, I was a bit disappointed.
I'm definitely sorry.
Uh-huh.
I said, understandably so, yes.
Oh, right, sorry.
So the question I have regarding this game, Alex, is what would you give out of 10? Because I'm going to say right now, Resistance gets a 5 out of 10 because there's work.
Yeah, I'm on the same with that. 5 out of 10 for Resistance.
There's work to do there, but it will. But eventually, it'll come to fruition. That's fine. So now the question I have for you, Alex, is for the main game.
I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. It was enjoyable. I feel like it didn't compare to the remake we got last year.
Did it set the bar too high?
I feel like there was a self-set bar, though. That's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
I feel like we all set too high of a bar because of the last game. I mean, this one was worked on the B team, which is smaller than the team that worked on Resident Evil 2. The game was just a bit too short for my liking. It didn't have any real difficult puzzles like the second game. It just felt like it was budgeted too much compared to the game we got last year. And that's what probably disappointed me the most.
Well, that's understandable.
Yeah, so I'm going to give it a 7 out of 10. Because it was still a fantastic game.
I'm going to be slightly more generous and say an 8. Just primarily because the game still had me gripped the whole way through. I want to go back and play this. I mean, I pretty much binged it in 3 days because I've been busy playing other stuff. So Alex told me, get on and play it, get it finished. Because it was all the way around this time. I'd finished the game and knew what I was doing, sort of thing, when Alex was playing it. All the way around this time, Alex finished it in pretty much 3 days and got it done.
Three. I suppose it was three. I technically played it over 2 days, but I owned the game 3 days.
It's beautifully done. It's a great game. Basically, if you want more Resident Evil 2, you've got your wish, basically. Resident Evil 3 is a beautiful companion piece to Resident Evil 2. Which leads me to our next question. What next for the series? Because we know...
There's two big rumours at the moment. Two big leaks, rather. They're not rumours anymore. Yeah. And that's Resident Evil 8, which is supposedly a first-person game.
Yes.
Sounds interesting. I'd be into that.
That would be following on from Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, which came out in 2017, of course, which saved the series. Unquestionable. Resident Evil 6 in 2012 almost killed the series. They tried doing too much with too many things. One of them we'd have been happy with. They tried doing the same thing of all of them. Trying different things with 4 different campaigns. It didn't work, in my opinion. Resident Evil 7 saved the series by going first person, bringing the horror back to a horror franchise. And Resident Evil 8 apparently will be carrying on from that sort of angle, which I don't think anyone's got a problem with, to be fair. Some people say, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, it's a departure from the series. Newsflash, guys, Resident Evil 4 was a departure from the series, and so would Resident Evil 7. End of the day, they've saved the company so much time and made a shit ton of money by doing this.
I think you've got to embrace the change when it comes to new games. I always look at Assassin's Creed when it comes to that analogy. I mean, you look at Revelations, Brotherhood, Unity, Syndicate. It was just the same game every single year, wasn't it?
We've mentioned this on the last episode, yeah.
Yeah, and then they brought out Origins and Odyssey, which were full-blown RPGs. And it just changed it for the better, I think. And that's the same... And that's the same with what they're doing now. If it's a first person bringing back the horror, it's going for something different than the older games in the current remakes. Which is a good idea. Embracing something new could be successful.
Now, the question about what is next. Resident Evil 8 is unquestionably going to be in the pipeline because remakes are all and good, but people know what's happening next in the story. People want to know what's happening next, which is always a good thing. And there's no spoiler about this. Umbrella does feature in this in Resident Evil 7. And I'm not going to give Alex a spoiler as to what happens in this, but you will not see the twist at the end of the game coming. That's all I'll say about that one. But the thing is, if they're going to remake more Resident Evil games, which, let's face it, makes them a shit ton of money.
Yeah, it's inevitable that the majority of the series is going to be remade at this point, isn't it?
The question I have is, which one next? So, the benefit of the tape, as it were, I do have the list of every game Resident Evil have ever released in front of me. There's a lot of them. So, for the benefit of this, I am not going to include the Dead Aim series or the Survivor series, which is the gun shooters, because not every console can do that. The Switch could. Excuse me. Switch could probably do that with its Nintendo Labo, etc., stuff like that. But that kind of leaves it just for that one. There's no gun shooters nowadays for Xbox and PlayStation. You maybe do it in VR and a PlayStation, but yeah. Bearing in mind they remade Resident Evil first one, they made it 6 years ago. 6 years later in 2002. A second remake or reimagining wouldn't necessarily be unwelcome, and then you could tie it in with Resident Evil Zero, which is the prequel, and
yeah, it'd be interesting to get a remake of what the game was that I played at EGX. That was, I mean, I thought I did get aggravated with the controls. I imagine with the camera over the shoulder sort of style game, it would be a really good one.
I think you get on well with it, Alex. And if you get a chance, I say to you very often, if you get a chance to play the Xbox port, you can change the control type and you'd have much more fun with it, probably. So, by remastering Resident Evil 0 and 1 would be a good way to go forward. If you're going to go in sequence, the next game is Resident Evil Code Veronica. Now, Code Veronica was probably my favourite game. It probably was my favourite game in the entire series after Resident Evil 2 because it continues Claire's story.
I was wondering where she went.
It continues Claire's story. Well, Resident Evil 2, I never see it happen side by side, obviously. So
what's it feels more before, I think. More or less the same time, but it starts before.
Literally the day before. Yeah, literally the day before. So, because when that RCPD is literally a few hours beforehand, because Martin's just been bitten, obviously. So, Marvin, sorry, not Martin. But Code Veronica, and if you, that was the version that was released for. Not sure which one it was for, but Code Veronica X from the PS2 and was, in my opinion, a thing of beauty, personally. And that should be the next one they release in the series, in my opinion.
There is rumours that 4 is next.
Resident Evil 4, timeline-wise, follows Code Veronica. So I think they should do Code Veronica first and then follow Resident Evil 4. That's my personal opinion, but I do think Resident Evil 4 makes sense, definitely, to follow it. It can't be a bad thing to do. It's just nice. Must admit, I would hope they eventually would go and do something better with Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City, which was one of my worst games I ever played, because it should have been better, but it really wasn't. It was basically trying to combine Gears of War with Resident Evil, which didn't work. They tried their best, didn't work, so hopefully they can learn from it and make it better. And then you've got certain games with like Revelations 2, which is set between Resident Evil 5 and 6. There's so many things they could do for it. I have a real hope that they actually do keep making the remakes. But to be fair, if they're as good quality-wise as Resident Evil 3 and the length of Resident Evil 2, everyone will be happy. So have a medium between the two, and people like Alex is now becoming a fan of the series. I think this man will be kept happy. So Alex, are you going to go and play some Resident Evil at some point then, do you reckon?
It's bound to. I mean, I started my second playthrough yesterday, so I imagine I'll get back onto that, because, I mean, you've got outfits and emblems and the Infinity Guns for a lot, though, to be honest, I don't know where to bother with them this time. Because the game's too easy.
Mm.
I mean, they're perfect for a speed run, so I might end up unlocking them.
Absolutely. Spoilers ahead, by the way, Alex, for you. Some of the codes change.
Oh.
On the saves. So you can't just use the same code before. You've got to actually find the codes for the saves.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I get that. I get what you're on about.
Found that out to my detriment earlier. So find the codes and you'll be fine. Okay. But that's no problem. Not a problem at all. So I think we can both say we both enjoyed this game. Overall, we enjoyed it. We wanted to be longer, that was all. And, you know, that's not a bad thing. Longer is way better, but what we had was perfectly playable, and there wasn't anything wrong with it, really, was there?
No.
Which is why I got such a high grade from us both. We'd happily play it again, and Alex is going to play it again, clearly. He's already back from the playthrough. And for Alex to replay a game, you know you've done well. So, Capcom, well done. Right, so Alex, what's coming up for us then?
Well, I think the most notable thing that is happening next, this Sunday, part one of our Dungeons and Junkies session comes up.
Yes, it's coming together quite nicely. It's being a little bit more difficult than I expected to edit, but it will be ready for Sunday release, so it's going to be great. And, of course, we will be recording next weekend, as you're listening to this, as it goes out, we will be recording the second session, which will be, should be, episodes 3 and 4 of the Avenger releases, where Alex and Kerry will be joined by a new member to the guild, portrayed by infamous outside Xbox commenter and leader of At The Mind Games on Twitter, Caitlin RC. She's not revealing her character until the game session starts, which is going to be terrifying for Alex and for Carrie, no doubt. But I know little bits, not lots, little bits, which is, for a DM like myself, is going to be absolutely brilliant. Yeah. I mean, Alex has had a lot of fun playing D&D already. So, Alex...
And to have Caitlin on with us from the foreseeable future is going to be fantastic.
She's an absolute hoot and a half. I fell in love with a woman when I met her at EGX last year. She's great. And you girls are going to love her too, I'm sure. But yeah, until next weekend then, Alex... we will let these fine people get back to their day. So
we should probably mention Fallout 76.
Do we have to?
We should.
Go on then.
Obviously, Wastelanders came out as of recording this. It came out 2 days ago on the 14th, and we do feel like, the amount we slate it, we should revisit it.
This is with a heavy heart and a massive amount of bile in my voice to say this. Yep, we should.
I mean, we only paid half price for it and we regret that massively.
we'll have to wait and see just how bad, if it's improved at all. If it's improved at all, maybe we'll change our opinions, but don't count it, people. But we will be giving a full review of that in our next full episode in 2 weeks' time. So yeah, let's try this again, shall we, Alex? I'm Matt.
And I'm Alex.
And this is the Game Junkies podcast. Thank you for listening. Stay safe. We're out of here.
This podcast is a Matatec production for the Visionaries Wrestling Network.